What's up, creamers? It's me, Big Cho, or Hot Cho, and I'm joined with my co-host, Little Sammy.
Hello.
Where are my keys?
I lost my phone.
And. We're going to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
I had let myself get lulled into going to sleep.
We blast the past into the future, which is our present, technically, probably, because we're choosing wrestlers to wrestle their past selves' gimmicks. In the streets, they pull heat to try to settle a beef. In the squared circle, you feel metal to teeth with the John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we'll leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode. Yeah. Well, good choice, because I was convinced that you really did lose all that stuff.
Yeah, that's why I did the looking around part to add to it.
I thought it was a shoot.
Oh, no, we're not.
Thank you very much, you motherfucker.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna fucking shoot.
Here, let's just start. You can start with that, because you're going to say, hey, Sammy Daddy, and I'm going to say, yeah. And then you're going to say, you watch any wrestling this week? And I'm going to say, yeah. But guess what? I don't even want to talk about that right now. This is what I wanted to talk about. They're putting the pay-per-views.
Wait, are you doing the show now, or do you want me
I'm doing the show now.
Okay, I thought you were saying to do it this way. Okay, so
no.
Go ahead.
Start over. Will it make it easier?
No. I understand now.
No, because you're going to do that, and I'm going to say that, and I appreciate it. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm hot. I got myself worked into a shoot.
I'm going to fucking shoot.
You're goddamn right I am.
Well, let's hear it.
Did you see that WWE has made a deal with ESPN to, starting in 2026, ESPN's going to have a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which I don't even understand that what that means.
Yeah, right.
Because every streaming service is direct-to-consumer.
Yeah, I don't usually have to go elsewhere to get my streaming.
I'm not going to the store to get a stream. Well, that's a different story. But not like they're talking.
Right.
And so now they're going to go to this. It's going to be $30 a month. For, I believe, I mean, there's going to be more than WWE. If somebody had me over and UFC was on, I would watch it. I don't really care about UFC, though.
Yeah.
I do enjoy other sports, but they've definitely taken a back seat as far as my keeping up with them and everything like that.
Makes sense.
I keep up with the Cleveland teams, because that's the city that we live in. Yeah, it's over there. Thank you. But I don't want ESPN direct-to-consumer app. For 30 right. more dollars a month, and let me, and I don't.
It's 30 more dollars,
or it's $30 a month.
Yeah, because that's what it costs to watch CMLL.
Yeah, go get.
That's why I only get it sometimes.
I'm gonna talk a bunch of shit right now, and I'll probably still buy it for WrestleMania. I'll buy that month to see it, so I can understand. But I know how I feel right now, and I know how I feel like I just don't even want to do it. And yeah. I know I love WWE guy. Not right now. I don't.
Dang, son.
They're making their money and whatever, but it's, and I think there's, if you have cable, which I don't, you get ESPN and some of the stuff on it or stuff. Like, I've seen people, I don't care. I don't want it. I have to have Netflix for Raw. I have to have Peacock for the pay-per-views right now and the library. Which I'd rather just give me an app with the library. I'll get that one.
Yeah. So good point though. Where is the library?
Where's the library? I don't know. And they already don't have most of the library, or some of the library of Raw is not on Peacock. It's on Netflix, but they don't have all of it. And Netflix has, or Peacock has some of it. But if you're in a different country, you got it all on Netflix.
Damn, that sucks.
Just
into
one more.
I can see why you came in hot, dude.
I'm just tired.
It's hot, Sammy Daddy.
I'm happy I have TNA Plus, and I'm going to watch NWA on the Roku for free.
Hell yeah.
There we go. But let me ask you, did you watch any wrestling this week?
Yeah, man. I watched, let's see, last time we talked. Okay, so from then
we
on,
we haven't
I watched,
seen each other for a week and like a half.
Right. Dynamite was last week. I did not watch Collision. I watched the CMLL show from last Friday.
You told me about that, yeah.
I think I watched a G1. Let me see, showing match count. Yeah, I did because one of my matches of the week thing. But then I watched Dynamite of this, you know, because I was there. And that's
what? It. Yeah, where'd you go? Did you travel?
I didn't because it was in Cleveland, the city that we live in.
Oh, that makes it convenient since we live in this city and AEW was in the city.
I was listening to the What Culture review of the show.
Right. Culture?
You know, they're from, foggy London town. And,
yeah.
And they were like, they kept calling it the Wolstein Center.
Yeah, they say things weird.
I know, they're idiots.
You know how they say aluminum?
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Oh, that's right. They're fucking dumb. Garage.
Ew, what's that?
Garage.
Oh, no, they don't really?
Yeah.
They say garage?
They do.
Ew.
They call elevators lifts.
That kind of... I get it for if you're going up. But what
true. That's a good point. I got to take a lift down?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Come on, England. You could do better than that, man.
They do other stuff, too, that I don't like.
Yeah, they just eat fucking baked beans all the time and bread. That's their dinner. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, but they get the fucking all the pay-per-views on Netflix. So maybe we're doing something wrong.
You know, I guess so. I'm going to call it the Wolstein Center.
I'm not happy about this.
About it's the not, thing?
It's not really, the center is not called Wolstein. It's Wolstein's Monster Center.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's Dr. Wolstein is the guy that built it.
What are you, are you doing a bit?
Center is his monster.
This isn't real.
Like Frankenstein. When people go, oh, look at that Frankenstein. But the monster's not Frankenstein.
There's a spider on your camera, dude.
Oh, it is. It's right there. Can you see it?
Yeah.
We really can pick that up there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's pretty. It's way in front of the camera, honestly.
Okay. He looks like a nice little guy.
But now it's in front of the camera. Can you see that for real?
Yeah.
You better watch the video version this week if you guys want to see a spider.
It's like Tekla. It's Tekla.
Tekla.
You know who else was at Dynamite last night?
Hold on, let me put this down. I was going to say the Young Bucks names, but I forgot what they called them. What were they in TNA? Did you see that or no?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it when I was there because they didn't do graphics there, right? They don't fly around.
They
in
don't
the
put
air.
Those on the screen. Well, I don't know.
No, they don't. They didn't put that on the screen, but they did like show them so that we could see that they had to walk under.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah,
it's good. I like what they're doing with that stuff. Anyway, yeah. Who else was there?
Friend of the show, Ronald Two Legs.
Was he?
Yeah, he texted me and he said, "Are you at this AEW show?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Where are you?" I said, "Over here."
Or did he say, "Oh, okay, me too"?
He said, "Stand up." I said, "I already standed."
I haven't sat.
Yeah, and then he didn't see me. So, but he was in
he was like two rows.
Yeah,
he was like two rows on the camera side.
Exactly.
The same side. How are you supposed to say it? He's not on the camera.
He's not on the hard cam side, but he's on the side of the camera.
He's on the side with the hard camera.
Which is the better side, really, because you get to see the AEW logo.
He was hard by the camera.
But, yeah, he said that, you know, free tickets are the best tickets, so I guess he got them for free.
No, he was just letting you know. That's just his opinion. He paid a lot of money for those.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's why he said it, because he paid so much for those.
He's a good kid. Oh, and then he told me later, he texted me and said that, because he stayed for Ring of Honor after, I did not. And
they do it after? Oh, instead of dark.
They did it before and after.
Instead of, because they don't do dark anymore.
Yeah, I think they probably did like two matches of it before and two matches of it after.
Oh, because they used to do Rampage.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Ronald Two Legs, our good old buddy Ronald Two Legs, he stayed for the Ring of Honor show after.
Yeah, of course.
And then he was in the parking lot, and who should walk past him but Don Callis?
I'm going to guess Tony Schiavone.
No, Don Callis.
What? I had no idea.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
And then he said, "My friend Hot Joe hates you."
Really?
Yeah.
Do you hate him? Did you say
that?
Well,
I think
week?
I said I would kill him in that one when we did Kill Fuck Mary or something. Or when we had to kill like a person to bring back Ozzy.
That's who we picked?
Because I was doing it kayfabe.
Did we do this?
No, wasn't like a game. We just decided, we just brought it up. I just asked you who you would kill in WWE to bring back Ozzy. You don't remember this?
No. Was I there?
It was just me.
I vaguely do. I vaguely remember it.
Yeah,
who did I kill? Who did I pick?
I don't remember.
All right, I'll pick Brock Lesnar. There we go. Everything's easy. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what to think. Oh, no, can I pick Hulk Hogan?
I picked Don Callis, and then I told you to pick Paul Heyman, and you didn't want to.
Mm-mm. I didn't. I don't know who I picked. Is John Laurinaitis still on the roster?
He's not. What about Gunther? He's like a Nazi, isn't he?
No, he's a good guy now.
Oh, should I? He's like a Nazi, isn't he? I don't know if you can say Nazi.
Can you say... I don't know. Yeah, people say it all the time.
You're right. It's the 90s.
I think it is.
So, anywho.
Oh, speaking of the 90s.
Ah.
What's your favorite gimmick from the 90s?
Probably. This is going to be weird to say.
Mine? Oh, okay.
No, it's not going to be weird to say. Mankind.
Oh, that was your favorite?
He's my favorite wrestler of all time.
Mankind specifically?
Yep.
Or... Mick Foley all-encompassing.
I mean, I definitely love Mick Foley's gimmicks, but like all of them, but
Mankind was the one.
Yeah.
That was the one.
First wrestler I saw.
Well, I was going to say, that's the one we kind of grew up with first. I didn't know Cactus Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew like the legend of Cactus Jack.
And I didn't understand his gimmick because when I first saw him, he was already wearing like the dress shirt and stuff when he wrestled. And mm-hmm. I didn't think of it like a leather face. I thought of it like he was like a disgruntled office employee. And that's why I thought he was cool.
That's interesting.
And I thought, this guy's cool. He's just a fucking nut that worked in an office, and now he's fighting people.
He's like the Milton from Office Space.
He's just like Milton. Yeah, he's just like him. Actually, they're similar gimmicks. But anyhow.
So you like Mankind. You ever think about wrestlers wrestling themselves?
What do you mean, Sammy Daddy?
So, you know how, like, sometimes they'll change gimmicks or personas? You ever think about, like, which one was better and who would win in a wrestling match?
I kind of do. I kind of think of that.
What do you... Would you want to make a really cool card about wrestlers fighting themselves on a Back to the Future pay-per-view? Well, that wouldn't be Terminator. I guess, like, Terminator.
It's my dream.
Oh, cool. We'll call it... something else, and you'll come up with the name, and it'll be somewhere in the title. Because I don't know what you want to call this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so do you want to go...
Like, the first one I thought of for this was Scott Hall as, like...
Well, now, but we are doing wrestlers versus, like, you know, one gimmick of theirs versus their previous gimmick.
Previous gimmick.
Younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, the first one I thought of was... Oh, the grounds are shaking. The first one I thought of was Scott Hall as like WCW in the NWO Outsiders with Kevin Nash, like his ultimate coolness.
Yeah.
Versus Razor Ramon. Because Razor Ramon was oozing machismo.
I remember that, dude.
And Scott Hall was very cool, too.
Hell yeah.
And I don't know who I would pick. I feel like Razor Ramon would win. Because I feel like they would do the toothpick. That would be a cool spot if they came out and they both threw the toothpicks and the toothpicks hit each other.
That would be the coolest thing that's ever happened.
And then they get the one from their ear and it happens. But I just think it would be a good match. It would be a fun match.
Hell yeah.
Let's have it be a ladder match for a toothpick. Toothpick on a pole match.
Woohoo.
Yeah, toothpick on a pole match. And then the winner.
And Razor wins.
I think I would pick Ray. I think Scott Hall, Outsiders, is cooler, but I think Razor would win.
Huh. Okay. I guess I could agree with that. I think he's got youth on his side, too.
Yeah.
He's more ruthless.
He's still making his way up the ladder, so he's still hungry. Where WCW and WO Outsiders, Scott Hall.
Okay. That's fair.
It's not like he was bad, but... Right. He was fine, so I don't know. So that'll be our opener.
Good choice.
Why don't you do match number two?
All right, I think match number two is going to be The Scapegoat, Jack Perry versus Ooh. Jungle Boy. And obviously,
that's a good one. I like that.
I think Jack Perry, you know, the Scapegoat, the evil Jack Perry, he is more violent and more aggressive.
Yes,
Jungle Boy is the underdog, and he's going to babyface underdog his way to a win in this one.
All right.
Because Scapegoat Jack Perry is going to get too distracted by trying to hurt Jungle Boy.
He's trying to, I'm not that Jungle Boy anymore. He's going to get, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my head was in the exact same spot of Jungle Boy beats Scapegoat. What is he doing? Is he all right?
I guess he's just making knives.
That's a thing?
He's a knife maker.
Did you see this guy is not going to have any previous gimmicks here, but Jake Hager said he retired from wrestling and he's running a trucking company?
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
I have an idea for something about that, but we'll talk later.
Okay. Did you see that Joey Ryan was booked and then unbooked?
And then within like a day?
Yeah.
Joey Ryan is born again.
And then
Joey
Ryan
is canceled again.
Yeah. Idiot.
So, that's how it goes. Sorry.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a shoddy promotion when I saw, because I think it's like through a church and has religious overtones or undertones.
Oh, really?
Never know the difference.
Well, the bummer is that it's in Portland, the city that I'm going to live in.
So I saw that, but then I saw like the Facebook post the guy made to be like, I canceled Joey Ryan's flight. He won't be on the show. And I'm like, that's kind of like a really shitty way to address that issue.
Right.
Like, even if like...
It's basically like, just like the whole thing could be like maybe some elaborate way to get their name out there. You know what I mean?
It could be.
I never would have heard of them if they didn't book Joey Ryan.
There was another company in Portland that said, hey, we're going to run a show the same day and this is a safe place because we don't want to fuck with
kind
of shit.
That's pretty sick.
So like this guy's facing the backlash or whatever, but just the way it was just like a post of like, you know, black background, red letters or whatever. And I'm just like, listen, Joey Ryan shouldn't be getting those bookings.
Right.
But like, you shouldn't just go like, well, I canceled his flight.
Like, yeah.
At least talk to him and tell him and go, hey, this wasn't, we made a mistake. We thought, whatever. But
yeah,
like,
we thought,
I canceled his flight.
They're like, Brock Lesnar's back in WWE, so I thought anything goes.
Yeah, it's probably around the same time. It was about the same time that those both happened, like the same day. Joey Ryan is not on this show. We're going to have Born Again Joey Ryan against Dick Flippin' Joey Ryan. No, I'm just kidding. Next, I would like to see, I like Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
I wanted to, and I like her, we're going to say, because she's kind of put them together a little bit. She still has that dark side to her character, like from when she was with The Fiend, but we're going to take The Fiend, Playground, Alexa Bliss. And we're going to have her face 5 feet of fury or whatever her name was. Not when she was a cheerleader, but when she had the bad, like, mean girls attitude.
Okay.
When she was fighting, like, Nia Jax at WrestleMania. I want those two to fight. And I think Alexa Bliss now would beat the old Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
I think the other one would be angry and maybe more aggressive, but... Again, almost like similar to Jack Perry, but in the opposite way, her emotions would get the best of her, where now veteran Alexa knows what she needs to do. And she's doing wonderful work with Charlotte right now, which I didn't think I would say. But what her and Charlotte got going on right now is wonderful, and I love it. And
I think evil
Alexa Bliss. Well, I guess this is a little bit before right now, but still, evil Alexa Bliss. And if all else fails, she can shoot a fucking fireball at her. Can we get that in post?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a wizard. Was I? I'm not stealing anybody's gimmick, am I? I'm a wizard. What's he doing? Chris Jericho's one that has like, you could have like a 12-man, you could have a 12-man like battle royal.
Let's do it then. Let's have one then.
All right. Well, let's.
We'll both use heads.
You got Lionheart. And that's it. No, your Lionheart, you have like Y2J, I would count as one.
Yeah.
Well, what was he in, like Jerichoholic? What would you call him in that WCW phase when he was like really
obnoxious? I would just call him WCW Jericho.
WCW, yeah, so you have Lionheart, WCW Jericho, Y2J. What one was after that? I think it was just different versions of Y2J. Was it when he came, like the Save Us Y2J?
Yeah. And then he was like the
quiet Y2J?
Yeah, the evil.
Where he'd wear the suit?
Yeah.
And then he kind of went off the deep end because then he was Painmaker. And then in AEW, he's done all those. And then he was like the Ocho.
Yeah, Le Champion.
We're going to count. We're going to go Le Champion, which is like that original AEW.
Okay.
Then Learning Tree. I think that
I would say Learning Tree loses.
Learning Tree, they oh, in the list, Jericho with the with the jacket.
That's who I make. That's who I'd have win. The list,
Sparkly jacket list. Well, that was right after. I think that was when he was doing scarves.
I think what was his tag team with Lance Storm when they were like just starting out? The Thrill Seekers.
I think so.
Okay, we got to throw Thrill.
All right, so we'll throw him in there. Yeah, then we can throw him right out because he's not winning. And then, honestly, if we can just be biased, I'm just going to pick WCW Jericho.
If I can just be serious for a minute.
That's Lance Storm.
I would say that Y2J Chris Jericho from the Undisputed Champion era would be the one that wins the whole thing for me.
That's probably when he was, that might have been my height of watching wrestling and all that.
Yeah.
When I still had AOL. Like, everybody had AOL then, I mean.
Yeah.
And my names were, one time it was Living Legend, because that's what he was started calling himself. And then the other time it was King of the World, or King of My World, or something, because he had that song with Saliva.
Oh, hell yeah.
Remember them?
No. I remember Saliva. They sing,
click, click, boom!
And they sing,
they do the circus song. They do Batista's theme song.
Oh yeah, dun 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 dun.
No, the other one. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's that one.
It's the circus.
It's the circus. No, that's ICP.
All right, so it's my turn, Creamers.
Yeah.
I pick the Bullet Club Young Bucks versus the modern day Young Bucks.
Whoa, like the downtrodden, depressed, no longer EVP Young Bucks.
Yep.
And something I to prove.
The Bullet Club Young Bucks would definitely win.
Yeah, because I feel like the ex EVP Young Bucks would be, it's kind of like the story we've been telling all night, is they would really want to prove they're better than they used to be.
Yep.
And the Bullet Club Young Bucks would just be having fun with it.
And I think another thing is the current Young Bucks have this kryptonite where they can't think of what to say since they can't say EVP trigger anymore. And then that distracts them enough to lose.
I think they should just say it.
The old Young Bucks don't have that.
They should just say it.
They should just bring back being the Elite and then just call it the BTE trigger again.
The old Young Bucks would be telling them to suck it. And stuff like that.
They see ya.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about the Young Bucks is how they yell trash talk in the match.
They're vocal.
You don't hear that a lot. Yeah. Like they'll yell, see you. The other day I heard Matt Jackson say, see you in hell, as he super kicked somebody.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's not good, but it's nice that he said it. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, I'd like to see that. And I agree. We keep agreeing. I thought maybe we'd have some disagreements.
Well, maybe we will. What's your next one?
My next one? Oh, you're going to like this one. You can. I'll let you decide. Ricochet.
Ooh.
So I think it should be like indie Ricochet. Or maybe we can even say like NXT Ricochet. Because it's not like it was different on the main roster. It's just without the success.
Yeah.
Or the push or whatever you want to say. Not his fault. Or we can. Yeah, that's any, like, another discussion.
Yeah, the New Japan one and stuff, right?
Yeah, so let's say that that independent New Japan NXT Ricochet.
Okay.
Fighting Prince Puma.
Ah.
From the Lucha Underground. Because I think you do have the Ricochet now, but as far as for a match, like you thought Ospreay and Ricochet was exciting. Think of Ricochet and Ricochet.
Good point. I already know who I think would win it.
I
stand on three because let's see if we have the same guy.
Okay.
One, two, three. Prince Puma.
Prince Puma. Nice. I didn't know what you were gonna say.
No.
I can't hear that.
You can't hear that?
Is the thing on? There we go.
Prince Pumi.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, he would definitely win because he had
the killer instinct.
And his character was that he's, you know, like he's the main character of Lucha Underground.
Yeah, and he had the...
He's not that.
He had the dark side to him, too, for a little bit there. You saw that, right? I think that's when you still saw it.
Dark,
so, yeah.
Dark Prince Puma.
Yeah.
They called him Pentagon Dark.
No, that's Pentagon.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My next one.
Yeah, give me, yeah.
Is born again Christian Shawn Michaels versus sexy boy, you know, pillhead Shawn Michaels.
All right. That's a classic.
And I think everybody
it's going to be a classic.
That when you have the power of God on your side, I think '90s Shawn Michaels is going to take the win.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say the old one.
Is your child talking to you?
No, she said mommy though.
Oh.
I'm not mommy. I'm daddy.
Oh, that's true.
Rude and unprepared.
That's not nope. What I meant.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
It is.
Anywho. So you say
so I'm gonna Shawn because Michael. He came back and he came back hot, he came back ready to go.
True.
And '90s Shawn Michaels was a hothead.
True.
And I think
that's a good point.
I think that would get the better of him at some point. But and born again, back again, Shawn Michaels was he could still hang.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a lot of times you could say like, well, the younger version is going to be able to outlast him. He can wear him down. True. But
this
that's
one,
this born again Shawn Michaels is fighting.
Yeah.
John Cena for an hour on that's Raw true. Or whatever.
Yeah. All right. I'm still going to stick with mine, but
I
definitely understand your point.
So it's my turn.
Right on.
It's my last one that I had. But you ready for this?
Yeah.
Triple threat match. Not Mick Foley.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't do it.
The Godfather versus the Good Father versus Papa Shango.
That's good.
Or you could do what was he? Kama the Fighting Machine.
I don't even know that.
When he was in the Nation,
that's
was
right.
he Kama Moose yeah, before he was in the Nation?
Okay.
But then when he was in the Nation,
my bad. Yes.
Okay. So it's a 5-way. Nation. No, it's a 3-way. I'm going 3-way.
The Nation. What do you think?
Because I thought, as a kid, I thought him changing his name from Godfather to Goodfather was like the most clever thing that could ever happen.
Me too.
I thought it was genius.
No, so did I.
What are they going to think? We'll never top this. Absolute cinema.
Which is kind of funny. That
like the meme.
That they changed, God isn't good enough. We have to change it to good.
Well, he was the Godfather with the hose.
That's true.
And that's who I would pick to win it, to send the people, to have people go home. It's definitely not the Good Father, even though I liked him for what it was. Papa Shango, I don't know. I still think Papa Shango was cool, but that's when I was a child, so that was like a wild thing.
I would definitely give it to Godfather as well.
But I think Godfather wins the triple threat, and he would do the... And he'd do the thing...
All aboard.
Yeah. That's what I got. So that was that. That's, I mean, there's a million other ones. But let me hear yours. You got one more?
I have a text message from my uncle saying, "What's your email? The black guy name is Mr. All Night Long."
Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking. Anyways, who am I?
No, that's right. Well, I was going to see if you had any more you wanted to do. Before
I don't remember
who
I had.
Brody Lee.
Okay, that's one. Right,
so I wanted this. Do you got any other ones?
That's one. Oh, say that again.
So, do you got any other ones?
Well,
is that Sammy Daddy?
Yeah,
I do.
All right,
and it
is
Brody Lee.
Whoa, okay.
The AEW Brody Lee, not the Indian...
The exalted one,
Brody Lee versus...
Dark Order.
Yeah, the Dark Order one versus Luke Harper.
All right. I think that's an easy one, though, winner-wise. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like that, though.
All right, well, because, I'll do
No, no, I just, because when they would let Luke Harper kind of go.
Yeah.
It was good. Like, he's a good wrestler. And I feel like he's more athletic because he was like the big dumb guy with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the impression I had because I didn't know him really.
Yeah.
And same with Eric Rowan. I did, okay, these are the big dumb muscle dudes with him. He'll but then when they would let him go, it was like, oh, wow, he's like more athletic than I assumed. He's not just a big guy wrestler. He's just a good wrestler. And then he was, it seemed like that's what he was going to be able to showcase in AEW. And then obviously his untimely passing took that away from us.
Unfortunately, yeah. Rest in peace. I did see him in Pro Wrestling Ohio when he was Big Rig.
Yeah, I've seen since then. I have seen that. Yeah,
and it was like a tag match between him and I think
was he with Fontaine?
Yes, he was with Fontaine, and then Kevin Nash was with Aaron, I think.
Yeah, Aaron was Kevin's manager or something.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was like a teenager, so I thought it was the coolest thing seeing Kevin Nash in a TV show.
But I went to when they did the signing at Harpo's.
Oh, yeah, you were there?
I went there, and I didn't know that you needed a ticket. I was just like, well, I think I was working, and I was able to go on, like, lunch or something.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and I'm like, oh, it's packed. And then, like, somebody told me, like, somebody I knew was there, and they said, oh, I can't get in there. You need a ticket. And I went, shit, I'm going to leave. But he stood up, and I went, that's the biggest man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's huge.
I went to, I used to go to Harpo's for the pay-per-views, and
I did a couple times.
The owner was a prick. I'm glad they went out of business.
I've heard things like that.
Yeah, like the one time I was waiting to get a table, and then he was like, are you going to eat? Well, actually, he said, are you staying for dinner, or are you just here for the show? And I didn't really understand the question, and I said, I'm here for the show. But I was still going to order food, but I didn't say that because I didn't think I needed to. And he was like, well, then there's no table for you. And I was like,
okay. Damn.
I know.
What do I do now?
I was like, great, now I can't watch. I remember one time, it was the 40-man Royal Rumble. Remember that one?
Yeah, Alberto Del Rio one.
Yeah, and they seated us at a pool table, and because they were that packed.
I used to go up there and play pool, so I know exactly where you're talking.
There was a dude, second floor.
On the top?
Yeah, and there was a dude who was like watching, and he was so pissed when the Big Show got eliminated. He was like, this is bullshit. Nobody could throw him over the rope. This is not right.
He's right. Logically.
Yeah.
That's why that was the one Santino almost won that one.
Yeah, that's right. I really liked it too.
The biggest what if in wrestling history.
You're telling me.
He did the thing.
You would do the thing.
Yeah, he still does it. He just wrestled on NXT, I think.
Oh, yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Did that happen? Yeah.
It happened.
Against Ethan Page.
Yes. Hangman Page's cousin.
Diamond Dallas Page's niece.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, I think the Exalted One Brody Lee would win as well.
Yeah, I think he would just, he was just more in... Luke Harper was controlled by Bray Wyatt, and Brody Lee was in control of Brody Lee.
That's true. Hell yeah, man.
I mean, we could probably do this for another hour, because there's a lot that we didn't bring
almost
up.
Almost infinite.
Pretty damn close, especially...
Colt Cabana versus Matt Classic.
Versus, what was his name?
Scotty Goldman.
Yeah. I didn't realize the amount of multi-man matches we could have when this first came up. I thought it would be a lot of one-on-ones, and I'm like, oh, I'll do this Godfather one. That'll really throw him for a loop. And then literally the first example we used was a triple threat match.
So my uncle, I'm sorry to interrupt this.
No, please. No, update.
He's at an indie show.
Mm-hmm. And wrestling? Now?
Yeah.
It's Thursday at like 7 o'clock.
And it's at the fairgrounds.
8:30.
And his sending me a bunch of videos and stuff of it. And he said, they said the one guy was former WWE Jey Uso.
Damn, they got Jey Uso?
I guess they do, dude. Wow, dude.
What does
former
he say?
WWE
Yurt?
Superstar Jey Uso.
Yurt.
I wonder who the fuck he's talking about.
Yurt.
I'm gonna see if he's sending me videos and pictures. Maybe he's a picture of this guy.
Jay Uso?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Does he mean Jay Uso?
Well, that's what I would think, but there's no way.
I don't think Jay Uso is wrestling at the fairgrounds. What's at the fairgrounds? What fairgrounds? Cuyahoga County?
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking. What's that one dude's name that was blonde?
Yeah, of course.
He was like with AJ Styles.
In WWE?
Yeah, remember? And then he was like in a ladder match and stuff.
A guy that was with AJ Styles and he was in a ladder match?
Yeah, hold on, I'll show you.
And he was blonde? Ellsworth. James Ellsworth.
Yes, James Ellsworth, that's who
took me a minute. I got there. I think he fought AJ Styles, right? Or was he with him?
I don't remember, man.
He was with Carmella. James Ellsworth was the first one to ever pull down the Women's Money in the Bank briefcase.
Maybe he changed his name to Jay.
To Jay Uso?
Yeah.
Good move on his part. I like it.
Hell yeah, man. Former WWE superstar.
New
Jay Uso.
New Wrestle Cream fan favorite wrestler, Jay Uso.
That's what we should do. We should fucking do that game again. And
I'll take James Ellsworth versus Jay Uso.
Okay.
For the main event.
I kind of think Jay Uso would win this one.
Well, ever since he reinvented himself, he's really been hitting. I've not seen him lose once at a fair.
When he was James, I'll put it to you this way. When he was James Ellsworth, he was a nobody to me. But now that he's Jay Uso, he's in my top three.
Well.
Creamers, why don't you comment below and you let us know who you think would win these matches that we say. Is there anybody that you think we should have named instead of their?
Yeah, give us some other ones.
Sting would have been a good one.
Oh, you could do a couple stings.
Damn, I don't even know who I'd pick, man.
We're not going to keep going through it because there's too many. Yeah. But comment below, and if you like it enough and you comment, we'll just do it again.
Oh, yeah.
This could be a reoccurring thing because...
We'll do it in person.
Sure. Yeah, you comment, we'll do it in person. I don't have a button. Yeah, I am.
To the comment section.
I would, please. Please, let us know. We'll cover it. There's a lot. Yeah.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
When called upon, do your best. That's all anyone can ask.
Sammy Daddy, What's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
530 matches watched for 2025, the year of our lives. Yep.
Not bad. My match is...
What's your match count?
626.
Fuck me. Those G1, they got to cancel that.
Yeah. And the CMLL show had a pretty good lofty card as well.
They pack those shows, though, because they don't run them as much as... Which is... I might prefer.
No. They run them every day.
CMLL?
Yeah. Every single day. Literally.
That's too much, then.
And they
do that many a day?
And they literally sell out every day. They have a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They don't do it on the weekends.
That's...
But they sell out every day. Never mind. The arena, I believe, fills 6,000 people.
I don't care if it's 100 people.
MJF did that thing where he humps their face, you know? Which I think is just ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, but you got to hump. Somebody's got to hump.
But like, wouldn't you just be like, no, man, I'm not going to let you hump me in the fucking face.
Yeah, but you get to work MJF, so you know people are going to see you.
Yeah, and then see you get fucked in the face.
Hey,
but he did that, and the crowd was so fucking pissed. Like, he got a...
They don't like that.
He did it.
They don't like that shit. Job.
It was a good show.
And I'm sure they're excited, too. So, like, I think when you get an MJF in that atmosphere...
Yeah.
Or somebody at his level, I should say, you play into it. Like, I have to imagine they watch TV. They watch wrestling. Maybe they don't watch it. Maybe they don't. Maybe they just watch Lucha Libre.
They definitely...
But when you get somebody that level... You want to play along. Even this shit, we didn't even talk about it, but this weird John Cena heel thing that isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to boo him, but they played along because they wanted to be part. Sure. Like, all right, we have to do our part.
Right.
We were wrong.
Which I appreciate. Remember back in the day when we used to think we were cool booing the baby face?
I hate that guy.
Cena sucks, but now, like, it's, you know, it was Ring of Honor that made me realize that you're supposed to, like, boo the bad guys because it makes it better.
I think to a point, I mean, if there's somebody that is really catching on, like Killer Cross is getting a good following.
Yeah.
So for that, it helps, I think, to show your support for them. But for the most part, cheer who you want and boo who you want. True. But
it's more fun when you boo the bad guys.
It helps to get into it more.
Yeah.
Because anytime Because I've always loved John Cena. But not always. Think about that.
Whoa.
Put that in your quote book. No, but like when somebody goes bad, I've done it on here plenty of times. You could look behind you and see an example where when somebody turns bad, I go, I never liked that son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause I like to get into that world.
No, for sure.
I want to be in this world. I enjoy it.
I don't really hate Don Callis. I just hate Don Callis.
Yeah. He's messing with your friends.
Uh-huh. Dude, by the way, on TV, like
he's not as tall as in real life.
Well, you heard. Did you see? You watched Dynamite last night. Was
that painting?
Did you see that? You saw that whole part.
Does it imply that Kyle Fletcher is a tiny pee-pee?
Like on TV, when I was watching, I watched it on YouTube, and I was like, In person, you could not hear him because of how loud everybody was booing.
Like, I didn't get that impression at all.
I couldn't make out anything he said.
I did not get that impression at all.
And I was not far. I was like in the like eighth row.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he got a good reaction, but I would have not known it was like that.
That's what I'm saying. When I watched it, I was like, it doesn't sound nearly as, like I thought you wouldn't be able to even hear him on TV, because it was just so loud.
I mean, even somebody like him, like a not a in-ring performer. Well, that's not even fair to say, but a manager.
Yeah, because he used to wrestle.
Well, no, I mean, like, currently, though, is the bad guy thing. If you maybe not Don Callis specifically, but like MJF, boo him, but yeah, you still want to see him,
right? Of course,
like that's the ultimate like compliment.
Or Christian Cage, like
yeah, I don't want you to come out here and say terrible things to the person I like, but if you weren't on the show, I'm going to be kind of bummed out that you weren't on this show.
I don't want you to come out here and make fun of this guy's dead dad, but if you don't, I'm going to be sad.
But
if you start being a good guy, I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, cut it out. Go find yourself.
But I don't want him to. I don't want him to find
yourself. Find yourself.
Oh, man, I got a fucking... I took a clip from his promo from last week and put it to the board here, but I can't remember what it was.
We'll just watch last week's promo.
Yeah, I think... What did he say? Oh, I think he just says something about cum.
Did you see...
I guess that makes you a freaking pathological liar, Joe.
That's what I was thinking. I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, did you see that MVP and Speed hates Speedball Mike Bailey?
Yeah. Did you see
the... And then they filmed something in the back of him going, fuck you, Speedball. And then he made Lashley and Benjamin say it.
And they looked down.
And they were like, fuck you, Speedball. Yeah. I thought that was really cool, and I like it.
I liked it, too. Brian Bark texted me and was like... Because, you know, last time when I went to an AEW show with him, he was so placid. And he was like the one that was getting chants started a lot.
Yeah.
And he told me that he was going to get a chant for the Young Bucks going. But then when they came out and everybody was yelling Jobber, I was like, there's no way that people are going to start cheering for them. And then...
it's not happening.
And then he texted me, or I texted him during the Bayley match, and I said, yell fuck MVP. And then he said he wasn't... He refused because he agrees with MVP. He hates... Speedball Mike Bailey.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't hate him. I'm just not really... I'm not going to say he's not talented, but he's definitely not...
Mm-hmm.
How I just American. Said, there's guys you want to see. Well, yeah. There's guys you want to see when you go to the show.
Yeah.
If I go to the... If I didn't go, but if I went to that show and Mike Bailey wasn't on it, I wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Right. Respectfully. Yeah. Yeah. What's your match of the week?
My match of the week is the... I think there was 700 people in the match. It was the TLC match from SummerSlam Night 2.
Ooh, nice.
Hometown heroes, Johnny and adopted daughter. It's not his adopted daughter. It's the city's adopted daughter, Candice LeRae. Even though it should be Candice Gargano.
True. Maybe it's
interesting.
LeRae Gargano.
Anyway, did you see any of that? The clips, at least?
No.
She took a...
I think Johnny posted it. Johnny Gargano posted it.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
She was up on the top of the ladder getting the belts for them for DIY, and Johnny was holding the ladder, and Ciampa was keeping everybody out until, who was it? I think Montez Ford, the Street Profits, got a kick in or whatever on Ciampa that knocked him backwards into Johnny that made Johnny push the ladder over. So Candace fell from the top of a ladder through a ladder that was between the apron and the announce table. And like straight to the ground.
Damn.
Like if she was seriously injured, I wouldn't be shocked.
Wow.
And I think she's as well as you can be after that. And then Johnny and Ciampa took a spill out the other side through like four tables.
Shit. Actually, that's what actually else he posted. Do? He posted like him and her and said,
yeah. Both. Oh, dude. And it was so fucking. So she falls off and he's like, oh my God. Like he's just, you know, in distress.
Yeah.
But everybody else is knocked out. The only person up is Johnny Gargano. And he looks at the belts. And then he looks at his wife. And even the commentator's like, you got to check on your wife. Johnny, do the right thing. And he looks at the belts and he looks back at Candace and he gives her a thumbs up and then starts going up the ladder.
That's I love that.
And then, I mean, and this is, I'm not trying to put it all on DIY, but then Ciampa did the spot where he's getting the belts. Somebody knocks the ladder out and he's hanging. And then Dawkins or somebody goes to like do the spear to him, like the famous, the Edge and Hardy Boy yeah. thing. Jeff Hardy thing, and Ciampa literally pulled himself up so that he was upside down hanging from the belts, like his head was, you know what I mean, his feet yeah. were straight up. It was remarkable.
Oh yeah, that's a dope match.
Phoenix did a frog splash from the inside to the outside. There was like, they did a spot where there was like three or four tables set up, and then they just went, this guy jumped over this side, this guy jumped, Dexter Lumis did like a leg drop, then Phoenix did this, then Montez Ford did that, and whatever.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was awesome. The Sadly. Wyatts won. The Wyatts are still the tag champs, though.
So. I didn't even know they were the tag champs.
Yeah, I mean, Wyatt 6.
My match of the week.
Yeah, give me it.
Was El Cobarde?
Mm-hmm.
Felino Jr. El Hijo, how do you say it? El Hijo?
Hijo.
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 Hijo. El Hijo de Duca Jr. versus Dark Panther, Blue Panther, and Blue Panther Jr. CMLL show from this past Friday.
I had no idea that's what the show was.
Yeah, it was very good.
Tell me about it.
Panther Boys. Well, they just did all sorts of cool moves. You know, they did little flippies and they did all this stuff. There was a lot of crowd like participation and like the that made me enjoy it.
You know, who were the Rudos, and who were the Technicos?
The Technicos were Dark Panther, Blue Panther Jr., and then the Rudos.
I had a feeling.
But it's funny because when they, like, they tell you this on the screen, they tell mm-hmm. you, these are the bad guys and these are the good guys. Like, they don't,
yeah,
like,
but
they don't just, like WWE wouldn't be like, here's the heels, you know what I mean?
No, but I think you need to, CMLL is a big deal in Mexico, but if yeah. they're trying to expand the way it appears they're trying to expand, you do have, like, hold my hand a little bit.
Yeah, sure, but I don't think it's even for that, because they don't have English commentary or anything.
Does it say Rudo? Or it's, whatever? It like, it lets
Rudo.
You know?
It says Rudo's on the screen when they won.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they don't have English commentary, nothing's in English, like, so I'm lost as far as what's going on in that aspect, and it's just me watching wrestling and hearing Spanish being...
Yeah, but I think they're trying to, I mean, they're expanding on a budget.
Sure, I mean, yeah, and they have...
So get it into America, get it to right. the Spanish-speaking people in America, and then they can tell their other, you know, their English-speaking friends, hey, watch this.
Yeah.
And then over time...
They should, I would love it if they had English commentary, because I mean, sometimes I'll watch New Japan with the Japanese commentary. Sometimes you don't have a choice, but that was my match of the week. It was a good match. Do you have a room for cream?
Yeah, I have two.
That's right.
Remember? Did I ask you?
Well, I'll go first then, since you're...
No, wait. Let's do a sandwich.
Okay, well, sandwich me. Sammy Daddy.
Do you want... All right, so one thing is just a stupid thing I thought of, and one thing is a joke.
Okay.
What do you want first?
The joke.
All right, stop me. Stop me if you've heard this one before, though.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat my poo. Okay. Son of a bitch.
Wow.
My room for cream.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Give me yours.
My room for cream is that the first time I've ever felt nostalgia for one of these, you know, they keep making these remake television shows and remake movies of mm-hmm. shows, and it exists from, like, it's in the same universe as the one from 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I never feel nostalgia watching them until I watched the new King of the Hill.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Very good. And I would recommend it to a friend. And I would recommend it to a creamer.
Well, the creamers are our friends, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or is it all out now?
Yep. Which I think is a bad thing to do, but...
Did you watch it all?
Not yet. I've only watched maybe like four. But
well, then if you
it,
just,
it feels like the old, like, because they have the new seasons of the new season of Futurama that came out like last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and it doesn't really, it's not as good as
I'm a big Futurama boy, but Futurama's, I haven't watched it. Futurama is my favorite.
Oh, good choice. I did not know this about you.
Yeah, I think it's up there.
My brother too is a Futurama mark.
I don't know why. I don't know why that one over the other ones.
I think it's just they have like,
I think the time it came out
and the story of each episode is always like really interesting.
Yeah.
But what's your second roof cream?
I don't remember. No. You know how like if you like turn like this, it's like 180.
Yeah.
And then like, if I come back all the way around, it's 360.
Because
it's always funny because you see people post like, you got to make a whole 360 and change your life.
Yeah.
But really, that would just put you back restarted. So, you know, like, so it goes 180 and then 360 and then 540 and then 720 and then 900.
Yeah.
I know that because of skateboarding. And I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. I know the 900.
I've never skateboarded.
No.
I've tried. Couldn't do it.
Yeah,
played Tony Hawk and skate and watched the X Games when they were cool, or like not cool but a lot more.
Yeah,
but yeah, so it's a 180 and then a 360, then a 5, and it's just math.
Yeah,
but I shouldn't be able to do that math that fast. And then the only reason I know after 900 is a 1080 is because of snowboarding.
Oh my god, all these extreme sports!
Isn't that weird?
Sammy Daddy and the X Games.
But yeah, 180, 360, 540, 720, 900, and then it's not fair in the Tony Hawk games. I don't know if they've changed it. I'm sure they haven't, but you've played them. Right?
Yeah.
And you know how if you want to do like a special move or somebody's signature move, you go up, down, left.
Yeah, it's like
whatever.
Like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. So if you do that, you know, if you're Tony Hawk or you make your guy or whatever and you do the 900, you get like 1,000,000 points.
Yeah.
But if you actually just get enough air and set yourself up enough and you just rotate with the joystick and get a 900, you don't get as many points.
That's insane.
And I think it's harder to do it that way than with the buttons.
Yeah. No, that's fucked up, man.
See? Started the show hot. I'm ending the show hot.
Oh, dude.
Shoot.
But that's it. That's all I got.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers.
Creamer.
We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a hard time getting up that night. But trust me when I say I've found myself in holes before in the past. Now, none of those holes were as deep or as gaping as the last time I was with you, but I always manage to claw my way out.